Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Whether you're an anti-war protester, an environmental protester, a pro-life demonstrator, somebody out at Outfest reading out of the Bible, you're going to face decades in prison for reading Bible passages or protesting Lord Bush. It's all part of the new freedom, and legislation's about to pass the federal government to expand this. We'll be taking your calls in this hour on this subject and other important topics at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and Charles and others will be getting to your calls. We're joined by Pastor Ted Pike, an expert on this thought crime legislation, and, of course, Michael Markavich, the executive director of RepentAmerica.com, who has been arrested in New York City with the peace activists for standing on the street corner. He has been arrested for trying to read from the Bible at a city council meeting in his 3 minutes of citizens communication. He's been arrested at Outfest for standing there reading from the Bible. We played the audio of the video. The video is on his website. This is the new America. Going back to Michael Markavich, Michael, you're facing 47 years in prison. And even people in the trial or the pretrial are admitting you committed no crimes, but they're still charging you with, what, 3 felonies and a bunch of misdemeanors. I guess it's going to go ahead and go to trial. You're going to have a jury, and who knows? The jury might have been watching TV where they tell you all this is good. You might be spending some time in prison.
Well, we never know with the direction that we find our country in right now. But I'm also facing 15 months in jail and a $2,800 fine for the Lansdowne incident at the council meeting where I spoke for under 2 minutes. They had a 10-minute time limit, and I only spoke for under 2 minutes.
And we played the city council member, the head of the committee, saying, I'm not going to let you read that out of the Bible, and you're arrested.
Exactly.
And you didn't resist. You did nothing.
Not at all.
We played it right here for you. It's been in the news, folks, just openly saying he came and he tried to read from the Bible, and it's a good thing. He's going to be going to jail. This is the new America, is it not, Pastor Ted Pike?
Yes, and not only the new America, but these hate laws are spreading throughout the Western world. In most European countries, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, hate laws are the latest legislative trend. And what makes these laws so pernicious and so threatening to Christians is because they have a basic definition that hate equals bias against federally protected groups, especially against homosexuals. And, of course, the Bible is full of bias against homosexuality, and that means that Christians who adhere to the Holy Scriptures are almost by definition haters.
And now, through the faith-based initiative that Bush has that Hillary supports, they're going to be federally funding all the churches and controlling them, so this is amazing. But I want to make this clear, because the right loves to take the left's rights, the left loves to take the right's rights. They're taking everybody's rights right now.
This isn't just happening
to Christians. This isn't just happening, to family values demonstrators.
Well, you know, a few months ago, I called people to look at what had happened in Canada. We didn't have too many precedents in the United States. In Canada, it's illegal under the Hate Crimes Law of Canada, Section 319, to even criticize homosexuality in any way on the airwaves. It means harsh fines, imprisonment. But here, we have lost our free speech in Philadelphia for the last 4 months. And what this means is that these state hate laws particularly can come down on Christians, pro-lifers, activists, anytime they want to.
But last year, bad case law was created in federal court in North Carolina with a guy with an anti-Bush sign. So my point is it's happening across the board.
It is, and that's why it's so imperative right now that we call Congress, because the huge federal hate bill is rapidly moving through the House Judiciary Committee. It was introduced on January 6th. And if this is passed, it will mean an Orwellian, Big Brother, anti-hate bureaucracy for the United States.
And folks, people are going to be arrested. We're going to be arrested. This is the plan. Stay there, Pastor. Stay there, Michael Markavich. Your calls are coming up. I want to get more into this and how we defeat it on the other side. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are two of the websites you need to check out today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If your plans include a new building for your business, church, or organization, don't settle for anything less than the quality of General Steel. General Steel will beat any steel building price of similar size and specifications. A small deposit will get your project started and lock your price in for up to 90 days. And you can delay that delivery for up to 6 months at no additional cost. We can customize your building to meet your needs, and it's engineered for your specific area. Remember, General Steel will beat any steel building price. That's our bottom line promise to you. Some restrictions apply, so call us right now for a free quote. 877-247-1580. 877-247-1580. If you need space, remember, you need the General. Call now. 877-247-1580. 877-247-1580.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 24 seconds into the third hour of this Friday edition. Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Brenda, Johanna, and others, you'll be up first. Before we go back to our guest, Michael Markavich, who's facing 47 years in jail for standing on the street corner reading Bible scriptures, and 15 months in jail and a huge $2,000-plus fine for trying to read out of the Bible during his citizens' communications, which I guess in his town they gave him 10 minutes. Here in Austin, you get three. 2 minutes into it, or less than 2 minutes into it, they seize him and arrest him. We played the clip last hour just calmly. Yes, sir, I'd like to now read from the Bible. Well, you can't do that. Well, please, sir, I'd like to. You know, for 2 minutes this goes on. This is the new America, but I want you to understand something. During Bush's coronation, this is all getting worse under Bush because they know conservatives are asleep. During Bush's coronation, they did not allow Christians to have crosses anywhere in these 40 blocks. No anti-war signs. People still violated it because the First Amendment's still there. But the point is, they take something from the conservatives, take something from the liberals. They go and take somebody's right to protest on the street corner against Bush without a permit. They take a conservative's right to stand, you know, even 100 feet away from an abortion clinic. They come over and beat you on the head with a billy club or nunchucks. I got video of this, breaking women in men's arms. The crowd's laughing at them. The cops doing it in front of cameras. They think this is acceptable. And frankly, they abuse Christians more than anybody else. But now the left, who loved this in the last 15 years, it's happening to them. And so the globalists are masters of picking one group and doing it to them and publicizing it and then knowing that other groups support it. Folks, we all hang together or we all hang separate, as the Founding Fathers said. And, man, it is getting bad in this country. You know, whereas somebody with an anti-Bush sign on a street corner gets 2 months in prison or jail, a Christian gets years in jail. But it's for everybody. And it's really bad. I want to go to Brenda and Johanna and others, but going back to Pastor Ted Pike, a real expert, I've heard him on air before, I believe we've had him on as a guest, he called into the show, we're honored to have him, riding shotgun with a thought criminal, hate criminal, Michael Markavich, who's facing 47 years, the director of RepentAmerica.com. I don't think people realize how widespread this is getting. I mean, they're teaching the cops this. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd have them walk up to me at a Second Amendment counter-protest against the 100 bureaucrats known as the Million Moms. They'd be hitting us, spraying water on our cameras, cussing at us, and the cops would say, you being here on a city street is causing them to become angry, so we're going to have to arrest you. And so they've been telling them this for a long time. I guess next time I'll get 47 years in prison. Well, I'm not going to let that chill me. And we sued the state police here, the Capitol Police and the Austin Police. They've all lost lawsuits over this. So the courts here have said, yes, you can arrest somebody for being on the street corner with a sign when another demonstration is going on. But in other areas they're doing this, we're getting bad rulings from federal courts saying, yes, they can. Very scary. I don't think people realize that the host of One Man and His Dog, one of the most popular rural affairs shows in England on BBC, gave a speech 2 years ago at a rural affairs meeting. And all he said was, rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. I had him on, Robin Page. He wasn't even against the gays, the homosexuals. He was literally just used the word homosexual. That now selectively is illegal. We have the London Telegraph articles, along with the audio file and the old prisonplanet.com audio archive. You can go, we ought to air that sometime, that Page interview. We're going to have Page back on. And because he said that, the head of Scotland Yard Diversity Unit and Hate Crimes Unit, she was quoted as saying, the word homosexual is hateful and causes pain. So we came and we arrested him, and then he promised never to say it again, so we dropped the charges. But then there was another BBC article last year, and it said 100 hate crimes individuals rated. So the headline was something like that. 100 homes rated in hate crimes sweep. That was the headline. Got a pretty good memory, don't I, folks? I think that's it word for word. 100 arrested, or 100 homes rated in hate crimes sweep. Yes. In London alone. And it was in there. Whole families being grabbed. Paddy wagons. Men in black masks with machine guns. And they were pastors and preachers and talk show hosts, and people are being arrested or fined. Writers who criticize the EU and Germany and France, they passed laws where, 10 years in prison and the equivalent of a $700,000 fine in France if you criticize homosexuality. That passed late last year. Pastor Ted Pike, this is ultra-massive. What's happening?
Well, if you really want to know the truth about it, this all began around 1988 when the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith held a huge so-called model anti-hate competition to all law students in the United States. A winner was selected, and the ADL at its Hofstra conference in 1988 contrived a model anti-hate law for America. During the 1990s, the ADL persuaded no less than 48 of the states to adopt its so-called anti-intimidation law.
And I would add it's the ADL that helped fund the move against Supreme Court Justice of Alabama, Roy Moore, and it was Bush's man who later promoted to a federal judgeship who went after Moore. Again, it's systematic. Go ahead.
That's right. And the ADL was given power under the Hate Crime Statistic Act of 1990, which is also their baby, to have a federal mandate that they teach police departments in the United States, FBI, Justice Department officials, their twisted definition of what hate is.
And hate is myself saying gun control is wrong, and I'm allowed to be struck in front of police and then I'm threatened with arrest as I'm being hit in the head with signs.
That's right, and the ADL teaches sensitivity training seminars for all police officers in the United States, creating their own anti-hate Gestapo.
Now, this is similar to the Nazis against the Jews, how it for 7-8 years, folks, they weren't arresting them. They were just intimidating their businesses, not letting them protest, not letting them go vote. And then it got worse and worse, then arresting them, quote, for what they'd been doing. It's very similar to the Nazis.
Well, in Philadelphia right now, we see Lynn Abraham, who is the district attorney for the city of Philadelphia. She is also a board member, a national board member of the executive board of the ADL.
Setting precedent.
Clearly, this directive to attack these Christians came straight down from the ADL. It wasn't a wild impulse.
And so that's
action.
What the Christians get for predominantly supporting the ADL and their operations.
Well, that's right. And you see, these Christians on the street corner were viewed by the police, who are all revved up by the ADL as haters because they are clearly biased against homosexuals. And what happens there, according to these hate crimes laws of the ADL, is if you have bias and then you have some kind of violation of law, you are a hate criminal.
And now, I want to go to calls, but now Michael Chertoff has gotten all these ADL awards. He's actually, it's basically unknown that he's a guy who's been going after Christians for a long time.
Oh, yes, and as head of Homeland Security, we can expect that the ADL will be working very closely.
And you will never hear it on the 700 Club. You'll never hear it on even shows I like Marlon Maddox's. They just will not talk about it.
Well,
and this is deadly. Let's take some calls. Well, first off, any quick comments before I go to Brenda and Johanna and others? Michael Markavage, thought criminal.
Well, yes, there were some anti-life people in Redding, I believe it was Redding, California, who a couple months after our Outfest arrest, who were charged because they vandalized about 3,000 crosses. They were pro-abortion, and they were charged with a hate crime. So just that goes in sync with what you were talking about earlier and how it does victimize not only Christians, but anyone who, I mean, obviously these people, if they did commit vandalism.
Yeah, they do it to Christians first to set the precedent, then they do it to everybody. They want to control everybody's speech. Brenda, where are you calling us from? Brenda, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for having these courageous men on your show. I caught the show a little bit late, but I also wanted to say, to second the emotion, that the ADL, the Mossad, the B'nai B'rith, they are usually, when you go behind the scenes, you see that these are the people that are behind our most frightening anti-Christian laws and regulations. And I appreciate that it's being said here today. God bless you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, it's a lot of groups, but they're definitely involved because they don't want free speech in this country. A bunch of these groups don't want it. Let's talk to Johanna in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Let me speak. The first thing I do want to say is I'm going to pray for Michael and the people that have been arrested along with him. And
that may be a thought crime.
Just too bad.
Okay.
This is also written in Matthew 24. People need to get out the Bibles. Matthew 24. It's very serious, very real. And I wanted to say, if people seriously first repent their sins, just like Michael's his web is Repent America, well, that is the first thing that we have to do in order for the Creator to start listening to our prayers. People are praying, but they're not serious enough about praying what we're supposed to be praying about and establishing our close relationship with the Creator so he'll even hear our prayers and respond. And that's why people don't take us seriously, because we don't have the relationship we claim to have.
Well, also, most Christians are neutralized, sucking their thumbs, thinking George Bush is Jesus, literally. Some of them think this, not knowing that I mean, actually, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes.
Comments to that, Michael?
Well, that's partially why we put out the website, bushrevealed.com, earlier on, when we wanted to educate the Christian people, to exhort them, to really look at the fruit of George Bush and how dangerous this is, especially with some of these new developments with the Homeland Security and so on.
It's unbelievable. I mean, look, it's admitted. He's a member of the most powerful satanic society on earth, the Order of Death. He goes to Bohemian Grove. And I got the New York Post headline, Top Gay Porn Star Services Moguls at Bohemian Grove. I mean, they just bust him in, folks. This is our Christian leaders. Comments, Ted Pike?
Yes, we have the beginnings here of real persecution against Christians. You know, for generations, Christians have feared that persecution would come, but we're having it busting out here in Philadelphia. And if it hadn't been for Michael's courage and others of us sounding the alarm, there'd still be a blackout of any news in Philadelphia.
Well, we're not going quietly into the night. Stay there, Pastor. We'll be back with more of your calls.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I've lost 26 pounds so far with Vim and Vigor.
Since I've been with Vim and Vigor, I've lost 30 pounds, went from a size 42 to a size 38. People are flabbergasted when they see me, and they can't believe it because they've always seen me heavy.
My waist has shrunk at least two or three loops on a belt, and most of my sweatpants and other pants have just been hanging down. And I've tried a lot for a lot of years, but I have not, and I can honestly say I have not seen weight loss like I have with Vim and Vigor.
I would highly recommend using Vim and Vigor. It not only has it helped me lose weight, it has helped my blood pressure, helps me sleep better, and have more energy during the day.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. And remember, mention you heard it right here. That gets you $25 off a three-month supply. Vim and Vigor, call them today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Joined us, Michael Markavich in Repent America. We played the audio of the video, standing there peaceably, was told to leave the city, Philadelphia, told to leave that area, just standing on the street corner. They were arrested, charged with felonies. And the prosecutors and people, you know, they have to admit they did nothing wrong, but still you're going to go to jail for 47 years. It's unbelievable. And before Pastor Ted Pikes leaves us, we'll give you the toll-free number to call Congress and tell them don't pass federal hate crimes, thought crime legislation. Right now, let's take a few calls. Let's talk to LD in Alaska. Let's go north to Alaska. LD, go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
I first heard you on FL's Coast to Coast, and since then I've bought 8 of your videos. And my question to you is this. Do you have any information on the tunnel systems that the U.S. government and private corporations have been digging underneath the United States in that? Have you got anything like that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's declassified. Since the 40s, they built giant tunnel systems connecting Washington to the Southwest. I mean, there's all sorts of underground railways. Most of it's classified, but they admit they spent billions on the systems. I mean, they've got giant...
Do you have any information on your website or anything where I can get on it?
I mean, it's on the web, sir. I mean, a lot of it's disinfo, but I mean, there's whole books written. I mean, a lot of it's declassified. They've had History Channel specials about it. Do you have any comments about the First Amendment, though? Do you have any comments for our guest?
Oh, on the First Amendment?
Yes.
No, I'm in court right now on the Sixth Amendment of the assistance of counsel. And the court will not allow me to have assistance of counsel. They insist that I have representation from counsel where they speak for me.
It's a huge problem, and I want to thank you for your support, LD, and God bless. I'll try to do a show on that sometime. David in California, do you have any comments for our guest?
I support him 100%. I'm going to call that number that you gave out earlier. So that's new legislation that you were speaking of earlier. Remind me of that. I just drew a blank.
Yeah, in fact, give us that phone number again and the bill number, Pastor Pike, for the thought crime legislation.
Yes, the toll-free number is 877-762-8762. That's 877-762-8762. And that's the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005. H.R. 259, that's the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, H.R. 259. I should also mention that if our listeners can go to the government website, they will find 22 members, that's Republican members, of the Committee on the Judiciary. It's easy to find. Call those 22 members and let them know that we will not stand for our free speech rights being taken away by a big federal hate bill.
All right. Anything else, David?
No, I just he has my support, and I'm going to call that number.
Well, it's all of us in it together.
Yes.
I mean, we're all losing our freedoms here. Ron in New York, you're on the air with Michael Markavich and Pastor Ted Pike. Go ahead.
It's not about this topic. It's about the State of the Union and the comments that Jay Sekulow made on Mike Chertoff. I don't know if you want to hear that in Gonzales.
Well, just what a wonderful, lordly man that
is. Well, he said, Mike Chertoff, this is a friend of mine, was Deputy AG of the United States, will make an excellent Homeland Security chief, and he's going to...
And what does he say about Alberto I Love Abortion Gonzalez?
Let me find this. I have it on tape if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't want to play his show
on
my show.
Well, he said... I've got it on here.
You don't remember what he said? I mean...
No, I've got it written down, Alex. Can I remember all that? You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. I don't know. He sang his the praises of Gonzalez. He said, you know, a lot of that isn't so. All he did was... verify what's already on the books. He didn't authorize torture. You know, just
that's right. He argued that 12-year-olds shouldn't be able to tell their parents when they have abortions. Mm-hmm. He's for gun control, but he I tell you, Sekulow is a total mole. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Let me get a comment. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Pastor Ted Pike on that.
I guess I'm not too much versed on the Gonzalez thing.
What about you, Michael?
Yeah, I heard about the praise that came from Jay Sekulow for Albert Gonzalez. I was disheartened by that. And certainly we're seeing more of this, where they're just disregarding what these men have done. And certainly we know that Alberto Gonzalez in that situation where the, you know, 12, I think it was 12-year-old, as you said, that they could have abortions without informing their parents while in Texas. And it's just disheartening. It really is.
Well, you're a liberal if you're against abortion.
Right.
I mean, you've really got to learn this, man. You've got to learn. Let's come back, take a few more calls, and wrap it up with you gentlemen. I'm going to cover a whole bunch of other news. Believe me, you don't want to miss it. There's just masses of it, some new 9/11 cover-ups going on. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
Another ragtag band.
Declaring.
Declaring.
Independence.
Independence.
What is America if we don't have the Bill of Rights and Constitution that simply enumerate and point out our God-given rights? You know, my friends, I think we lose connection with just how serious all of this is. None of us want a national ID card. They pass it. The Constitution and the American people don't want open borders. They just do it. They're butchering the Bill of Rights at every level. The average person isn't even aware of it. And then I think of stories, you know, from the unbelievable to the ridiculous. David Icke a few years ago, who I don't agree with. You know, David Icke believes blood-drinking aliens control the government. You know, it's pretty ridiculous stuff. But it's his right to say it. And when he tried to go into Canada to speak, they talked about having him thrown out or arrested. They actually did detain him. And they said, we think your lizard talk is code words for racial groups. No, David Icke really believes they're reptoids. The point is that they criticize, you know, people that are, well, some would say off the rockers. Just don't talk bad about the lizards. Now, I mean, you can get that out of the Toronto Star. Seriously talking about, what does he mean by lizard, you know? So it's from the New Age to conservative Christians, from peace activists to anti-abortion protesters. It's unbelievable. And we'll take a few final calls from William and Cliff and a few others for our guests. But first, I wanted to let Michael Markavich make any final comments before we go to these final calls, and then let Pastor Ted Pike make any other observations. Michael?
I would just like to say that we appreciate the prayers of so many across the nation and the world. I've been receiving calls as far as Taiwan and England of people who are concerned about what's happening to us in Philadelphia, especially in the birthplace of American freedom. And as we see our civil liberties being eroded by these tyrannical people, we must raise our voice. And our hope is that people would continue to raise their voice against the erosion of our civil liberties in our nation.
And folks can go to repentamerica.com and watch the 7-minute clip where they arrest you for absolutely no reason. Watch the clip where you calmly talk to the city council and say, I'd like to read a passage from the Bible during my time. And they said, no, you're arrested. And then the guy was in the newspaper, the guy that had this, the mayor had you arrested, going, he deserves it. This guy's a hater. I mean, these people are, folks, they don't know what country they're living in. And it's very, very serious. Pastor Ted Pike?
Yes, I have an outstanding video, an 80-minute video. Thousands have been sold, and it's held back this federal hate bill three times. It's called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. It's $25. You can order that online at our website, which is www.truthtellers.org. That's truthtellers.org. Or if you'd like to call me at 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808.
Pastor Pike, will you mail me a copy of that today so I can put it on my TV show?
You bet I will. You see, we've got to get educated. This film should be shown in every church in America.
Well, I've heard about it. Let me give you my address. Can I give that to you right now?
You bet you can.
It's Alex Jones
uh-huh.
at 3001.
Uh-huh.
That's 3001. South Lamar, Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And will you please send me a copy of that tape, sir?
You bet I will. Thank you very much.
You bet. Do you have that address?
That was 78074.
It's 3001, 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Okay, I got that.
787.
Yeah,
and I'll put it on my local cable show. It's pretty popular, and to put your website out there as well.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. Look, folks, it's serious business. Let's take two final calls, all I have time for, then I want to cover news. William in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate your work on your end of it there. I just wanted to bring some information to you. You may already have the story on that. There was information about a Matrix software system sold to LexisNexis Corporation, and supposedly they were distributing it through the Bush administration, and that it was brought to them, and
yeah, that was originally owned at least a couple months ago by the Carlyle Group.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I'm not familiar with the guy's name that originally produced it, but he spent several million on it, and then,
well, fill people in on the specifics of what you're talking about.
Okay, this was a software program designed to mass surveillance for individuals
yeah, and one of the companies they used was run by a convicted drug cartel.
That's
chief.
Exactly right. He has supposedly spent the money in order to produce this by some of that funding in that.
Well,
and,
look, most of the people that you look that are running this are either convicted drug dealers or armed smugglers. I mean, it's the mafia, sir. Let me get a comment from our guest just about criminals taking over society. That's been the norm in history. People are naive about that, and now it's happening again. Michael or Pastor, any comments?
Well, speaking of criminals, you know, Lynn Abraham is indicting these Christians in Philadelphia under the hate crimes laws of the state of Pennsylvania, which combine bias motivation and some kind of violation of the law. The truth is, nobody is more biased than Lynn Abraham against these Christians, and she has wrongfully arrested and imprisoned them combining both bias motivation and a violation of the law.
Well, it's abuse of power. It's official oppression. It is racketeering, how they're working together to take somebody's rights.
Actually, what I'm saying is she should be indicted for a hate crime under the anti-intimidation law of the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but we all know that's not going to happen. Okay, anything else, William?
No, I just wanted to say I'm not specific on the credibility of that show, Democracy Now!, but that's where it was highlighted on their show yesterday.
No, Democracy Now! Does a lot of good work.
They just
give you false solutions. The UN's going to save us. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Thank you so much.
You bet. Cliff in Virginia, last caller for our guest. Go ahead, Cliff.
Oh, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I got a quick comment here I'd like for all of you to respond to, if you will, and it pertains to our lost freedoms that we've been discussing. And I just want to tell the other gentleman there with facing the 47 years that I support your movement all the way myself, and I've, you know, notified and alerted many others to do so, too. Excuse me?
Thank you so much for doing that. I think that once we all get together on the First Amendment, that's when we're going to have success.
Well, my comment, Alex, is I just happened to be up last night watching PBS with a think tank with Ben Wattenberg, and they were doing a documentary on President Andrew Jackson with Harry Watson from University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and Robert Remley from Iowa. And they were talking about how much freedom that the American people had back then as opposed to now. And we had so much freedom back when Andrew Jackson was president, that it was mostly an open White House. You could just walk in off the street and interrupt a meeting just to speak to the president. And they were talking about how Andrew Jackson was the first and only president to pay off our national debt. And then they discussed a speech that he made to where he plainly stated that if the people ever lost their democratic right and let the government control their democracy and their sovereignty, we would be further and foremostly enslaved by them and the international bankers, which we all know Jackson.
Now, on his deathbed, they said, what do you look forward, you know, most in your life, what are you most proud of? And he said, I killed the bank.
Yeah.
And they tried to kill him 7 times.
Uh-huh.
You talk about providence. I mean, like 3 times they jump up with pistols, fire, and both pistols would misfire over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Where they shoot right at him and the bullets would just miss him every time.
Yeah.
And he was an amazing individual.
And the comment that really struck my chord, I mean, if you was listening to all this, and then just out of the blue, Ben Wattenberg says, well, I wonder what Mr. Jackson would think if he knew that the international bankers and the Order of Skull and Bones was not only controlling the United States, but the entire world right now.
And you're saying on PBS, I didn't see this, but I believe you. Everywhere, I'm having former top CIA analysts, you know, top analysts in the CIA on saying the government's going to carry out more terror attacks. I have, you know, admirals on talking about total New World Order police state.
Yeah.
I have the father of Reaganomics on, you know, in with the neocons saying it's a world conspiracy for New World Order. I mean, it's all out in the open. We're being given a choice.
Oh, yeah. Well, the choice we're being given is it's their way or no way. We don't have no choice. That's what they were saying about Andrew Jackson. They said his idea was democracy was to leave the sovereignty with the people, for if the people lost their sovereignty and gave control to the government, then we became automatic slaves.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Very good note to end with the callers. Gentlemen, final comments?
Yes, on a brighter note, we must remember that this big hate bill has been defeated 3 times already, in 2000, 2002, and in 2004, and we can defeat it again. It is true that both members of both houses of Congress have indicated they will pass it, but if enough people lift a cry of protest right now, I believe we can back the ADL down one time more. And again, that number is 877-762-8762. Call them right now.
And also, the bill number?
The bill number is H.R. 259. That's the Hate Crimes Prevention
Act. Yes, yes. Okay, I want to thank you for joining us, Pastor Pike. And
thank you.
Michael Markavich, facing 47 years with others, you can go watch the video, did nothing. We played the audio last hour. Final comments.
Well, thank you so much, Alex, for covering this story and making people aware of what's happening. The criminalization of Christianity is certain, and we must once again fight for our First Amendment rights.
All right. God bless you, and we'll be following and chronicling your historic case as it develops. When's it going to trial?
We have a trial on February 17th, which is a motion to dismiss based on the Constitution And we're going to see whether or not the same judge who said she saw no criminal behavior in the video will dismiss this case.
And you're still facing 15 months for citizens communication, saying yes, sir, and no, ma'am, to the counsel.
Correct.
All right. And you can go watch all that on their website, repentamerica.com. God bless, gentlemen. Take care.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, folks. So there's your new freedom. And it's across the board, the left, the right. Everybody's having this happen to them. And I hear the conservatives crowing on talk radio about the left losing their rights, and I hear the left crowing on their shows about conservatives losing their rights, and we're all losing our rights. We're a bunch of idiots. I mean, it's time to stand up for the First Amendment, regardless of which group it is that's being persecuted. Again, they passed the supranational ID card yesterday out of the House. That's going to the Senate. DNA testing when you get driver's license, waiving things for illegal aliens, Pan-American Union ID cards, targeting Christians and gun groups. I mean, it's all in there. We've had Ron Paul, Larry Pratt on analyzing the bill in the last 3 days with Ron Paul's office. So it's just mind-blowing that all of this is happening, that all of this is going on. Meanwhile, our society's gotten so decadent, the police are still searching for a woman who threw a newborn out of the car, that's alleged. A man and a woman tied a newborn baby in a plastic bag and tossed him out of a car before driving off Thursday afternoon to Broward Sheriff's Office. Said, why not just take the baby into the hospital or give it up for adoption? Scum, guaranteed to be on drugs. The baby survived apparently unharmed after landing on grass. Yeah, the social services will have that baby on 10 different drugs within 12 months. You watch. Sheriff spokesman Veta Coleman writes that the infant boy, who was only about an hour old when he was tossed out of the white sedan, was a miracle child who suffered no broken bones, scratches, or bruises. Well, how do they know it was tossed out of the car? He's being listed in critical condition as a precaution, but we're hoping he'll be upgraded soon, she said. And the reason I guess they can say that is that somebody supposedly saw it at 2:15 p.m., saw it slow down near the corner of Southwest 73rd Avenue, in Southwest 8th Court in North Lauderdale. Coleman Wright said either the woman in the passenger seat or the male driver tossed the baby out of the passenger side window. Crackheads, I bet you $1 million that they're on that CIA product. Unbelievable. Just so sick. Oh, man. Just makes me sick. We read a couple articles yesterday where they're stun gunning, you know, 14-year-olds, and they have heart attacks. Well, here's another one out of CBS News. Stun gun deaths jolt Chicago cops. A man died from Chicago police used a taser gun to subdue him Thursday, just days after a teenager was critically injured. A similar incident that prompted a lawsuit. Got critically injured, had a heart attack. Now the heart now is jiggling all over the place, you know, in weird fibrillations. At the same time, another child was stun gunned and is now retarded. Wasn't retarded before, now sits there drooling. And Taser International's answer is to boost the power. Police said they used the stun gun when they were unable to restrain a 54-year-old man who was fighting with officers in a high-rise building on the city's north side Thursday afternoon. The man went into cardiac arrest and later died, according to Chicago Fire Department. What happened to beating somebody in the, you know, legs or back with your billy club? Isn't that more fun for you? Being sarcastic. It's like well over 80 deaths now. It was 80 a week ago. It's like 82 now in just the last few years. And their answer is boost the power. Parents protest student computer ID tags. Associated Press. The only grade school in its rural town is requiring students to wear radio frequency identification badges that can track their every move. Some parents are outraged, fearing it will take away the children's privacy. The badges introduced at Britton Elementary School January 18th rely on the same radio frequency scanner technology that companies use to track livestock and product inventory. Similar devices have recently been used to monitor youngsters in some parts of Japan, trains them how to be good slaves. But a few American schools, over 100, a few American school districts have embraced such a monitoring system, and civil liberties groups hope to keep it that way. If the school doesn't stand up, then other schools might adopt it. And Nicole Ozer, representative of the American Civil Liberties Union, warned school board members at a meeting Tuesday night, you might be a small community, but you are one of the first communities to use this technology. It's not true. Over 1,000 school districts make you thumbprint to get food. No cash allowed. Training you for the control grid. Gwinnett Daily's very upset about students awarded for Bush Hitler Project. This out of Rhode Island. I bet it's one of our listeners. Compares president's policies to Nazis' pillage of Europe. I totally agree. You know, I got a film coming out that details this. And Jeffrey Eaton, a 17-year-old, won the project. A Rhode Island high school student won an art award and an A from his teacher for building an abstract scene that juxtaposes Nazi swastikas and quotes of Adolf Hitler with American flags, desert color toy soldiers, and an image of President Bush. I think it's quite nice. Jeffrey Eaton, 17, insisted he was trying to make comparisons between U.S.-led war in Iraq and the German Blitzkrieg. Well, a bunch of the operations had German Blitzkrieg names, and Rumsfeld called it a Blitzkrieg. I mean, you know, we're just... but his piece titled Bush, Hitler, and How History Repeats Itself immediately prompted a complaint after it was displayed at a store where other winners of the Rhode Island Scholastic Art Awards, Paul Lewis, 34, of North Providence, found the artwork offensive and notified media after asking that it be removed. They arrested one guy in New York for artwork he had at an art display of Bush's face made up of the images of monkeys. I mean, it's thought crime, folks. Well, see, Nazi Germany. I mean, yes, you're making our point for us. What's wrong with you? And as our guest mentioned, the ADL and others are running around promoting these Nazi policies.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was sent this video clip that somebody videotaped off TV, so it sounds horrible, but it's on record. Bush said this. It was on Drudge and AP a couple days ago. Here's the audio of Bush in talking about how great America is and telling a woman who has, you know, these children that she works three jobs how great it is. Here's Lord Bush. Here's the clip.
There's a certain comfort to know that the promises made will be kept by the government. You don't have to worry.
That's good, because I work three jobs and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs.
Yeah. Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that.
All right, that's good. And it goes on some more, but yeah, three jobs. So you can't be home with your children, so the television and the state can raise them. Very conservative. Newsday, court to decide access to 9/11 tapes. Albany, New York, state's highest court, heard arguments Wednesday to a two-year struggle over access to a trove of city transcripts and tape recordings from September 11, 2001. At issue, the Court of Appeals, is access to the 9/11 firefighter tapes and firefighter dispatches and transcripts of interviews with hundreds of firefighters that responded on the day of the attack. Now, first they claimed that all the tapes malfunctioned, then they claimed there were no interviews. Now they've declared national security, and now it's going to court. And remember, they ordered the FAA to shred the tapes. That's mainstream news. They ordered the firefighters to say they hadn't found the black boxes, three of the four black boxes. That's been in the news. Again, covering it all up. Why is that? Well, because it was an inside job. Also, CNN, Inside Politics, White House reporters' credentials questioned. He was given a fake name because he really worked for the White House. They have fake reporters, not just reporters they pay off, but actual government agents posing as reporters working for major publications. It's massive, people. U.S. trade gap hits record in 2004 to $496.5 billion. And it just gets, I'm sorry, that was 2003. It's 671 billion, point seven, 671.7 billion. Excuse me, it's increased by hundreds of billions. I was reading 2003's numbers. Britain accused over CIA secret torture flights, London Independent. UK airports are believed to be used, along with British support, to carry people out of foreign countries to third-party countries for torture. It's into that new freedom. And, there's so much more, but I'm just flat out of time. FDA says it doesn't matter if there have been scores of deaths from Ritalin. They're not going to pull it from the market. And a bunch of other important information. Before I end this hour, in the next 60, 70 seconds, grab a pen and paper, folks. If you believe in what we're doing, if you want to support us, that's secondary, but it also does that. You need to buy some of my videos. They're powerful. They're amazing. They wake people up. They expose the New World Order. They're professionally produced. Go to Infowars.com right now. Go to the secure shopping cart. Read about the films. Look at all the specials. Watch, in some cases, up to half the film for free. Order them. Make copies of my videos. Or get some of the other great titles. Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownerships, incredibly well-produced. Innocence Betrayed, about what happens when guns are confiscated. Comes with three free color booklets when you order it. George Humphrey's video on 9/11. Bunch of T-shirts and other books and just great stuff. Got some new T-shirts coming out tomorrow, by the way, so keep your eyes out open for that. Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Call right now, 888-253-3139, and ask about the different specials, different titles. No obligation to buy, but give them a call. 888-253-3139 and aid us to continue our work here, fighting the globalist. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on the Global Shortwave at 3210 and on your local AM and FM station. I'm thankful for all the affiliates. I'm thankful to the folks running the broadcast, all the listeners, the sponsors. God bless you all. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can watch all my films and read the books and just see the TV reports for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Have a great weekend. Introduced.